You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Around here, here's the deal. And the last thing we need here is more rain and more bad news. I saw our friend this morning, Taryn Arwood from Woodland Tree on Channel 5, I guess it was, or 3, discussing and showing where they are out working. So there were two events the past month. Today we have rain. It shows it pretty much every hour, beginning sometime this morning, going on and off, and then it gets really funky tonight. And the rain chance tomorrow is 100%. This will end sometime tomorrow night after we have received 4 inches of rain, if the forecast is accurate. A bunch of this will go northeast as it does out of the south, but any area around here is going to get substantial amounts of rain. So the upside, you can pass on the watering of your yard, but it's going to be really, really wet and messy. Winds are, of course, always a concern. So if you have problems already and expect more of this, 309-6779 for Woodland Tree. When the ground gets wet, and I watched this happen in our backyard some years ago, big tall trees backed by a creek that stays really moist. And so these trees are sitting there in this wet ground. These trees are really old and really big. And these straight line winds hit them and they come up like a matchstick. And that's what you don't want to happen. So in the meantime, after all these storms are gone, you ought to have Woodland come out and look and see what is the most, possible problems that you have with high winds, because these trees are on your house or too near the house or the wires and things like that. But these things do remind you that Mother Nature is not to be fooled with, and you really cannot do much about it to stop it, but you can do some maintenance in advance to make it less bad, we hope. So good luck. But today and tomorrow especially, and then come the weekend, those 2 days should be highs about 80 and sunshine. So it's here, it's heavy, then it goes away, and decent weather for next week. That's pretty much the lead story. We were also this morning charmed by the opening breaking news stories. It's just like a broken record. There were 3, in case you're keeping track, shootings overnight. We had Bricks, what's his nuts, from Channel 5 over at someplace, at some grocery store, where police shot at a man and hit a building. And he pointed out to us the 3 bullet holes. Man, it was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then we had somebody else get shot, and then somebody else got shot. And it's not news, never will be, not now, not ever. But that's what happened locally. Then they got to the storm, which seems to me might be the lead story, since every national newscast led with that, because this affects the entire South, East, where we live. Out in the West, this is brutal. Phoenix yesterday, high was 117. And the heat warnings are in effect still for California, Arizona, and all the spots in that area that are just so hot they can't fly airplanes. I guess that being outside is very difficult. So everybody is getting their own dose of something. So take care of yourself, and we wish you a good and safe day. A lot happening here today. Ask Lawyer Bill. If you have problems with your marriage or with your child support, there's an endless array of people that have those problems. Wills, bankruptcies, we hear it all, and it's your chance to get some free advice from a real attorney and then go from there. It's a nice touch because a consult just to sit down will cost you some money. A phone call here is free to ask Bill what you should do. If he doesn't know, he'll tell you. But at least you have a chance to ask somebody what's up. So email your questions now to mail@drakeinthemorning.com and or we'll take phone calls in a bit and line them up. Today, with all that going on, we'll also have tickets to see Matchbox 20 in August in South Haven. I'll play a song by them. When you hear it, Ninth Call wins those tickets. The Foo Fighters are coming up, but not on sale till next Thursday. And we have got tickets for them too. So when you hear the Foos today, call for those too. So Matchbox 20 and Foo Fighters, two different shows, two different songs. When you hear them, you call the number up and win tickets to see them and all of that. So Lawyer Bill and tickets and Bruce Van Weingarten from the Flyer. And we're watching the weather because we are your weather leader. On the note of Dave Grohl, this band is going to have an album coming out before they're here, mid-September. So you can hear some of these new songs before they play them live at the Forum. The album is called Concrete and Gold. It's due out in September. Dave Grohl says it'll feature numerous guests, including, quote, some that will really surprise you. Mr. Grohl adds, there's one who is probably the biggest pop star in the world, and I'm not kidding. And it sings back up on one of the heaviest songs on the record, and we're not telling anybody who it is. So let the guessing begin.
All right.
What if they drug in Taylor Swift?
That was exactly who I was thinking.
Yeah. Not the Beeb, because that would really hurt their street cred. Taylor Swift is still cool enough because she isn't a skank.
Right.
And she's smart, and she makes good records, and she's rich, and she's not a bitch. Ariana Grande, the list goes on. Maybe Taylor Swift, not the Beeb, not Kanye West, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Boy, the suspense is now building. I can't wait to watch Twitter.
Let's make a betting pool.
That is one of the things. Here are the stories I marked locally. None of them of a positive nature, but you know, what do you want? It's the news, and it's politics. Here is the good news first. And a tip of the hat, because we bitch about this endlessly, to Channel 5, who now has a good news segment. Maybe they're getting the point that people do not want to see the endless violence and degradation and ugliness and killing and dying and babies being shot. It's not effing news.
So is this good news, like here's a picture of a cute kitty doing something cute, or like here's something in the community that
I don't
happened,
know
that's good?
I just saw the good news. A graphic popped up, and then I kind of spaced off, because who wants to hear good news anyway? So I just turned it off. It's a nice touch, and they do the high fives. I wish they would get this St. Jude house sold, though. You know, please, enough already. Get your money in and let's give the house away. They have been beating this to death forever. But it's St. Jude, so it's hard to complain about that. Hopefully the person that wins the house can afford to pay the water bill and the power bill.
And the taxes on it.
Is the home furnished?
I don't think so.
So it's a gigantic empty mansion that you can't afford. But you win.
Echo.
Just like life. Anyway, here's the deal on some things. Good news. The farmer's market is a real treat downtown by the train station on Saturday mornings. They're going to open a second front at Court Square. So it's called MFM Squared, MFM2. Open 4 to 7 Wednesdays, along with the 7 to 1 p.m. event at the market held on Saturday mornings at the train station. It'll have produce, other items of food, obviously, and handcrafted wares from regular vendors and new vendors, plus food trucks and live music. I've bought everything there, from birdhouses to flowers to all kind of stuff. So congrats to them for the expansion. Support these people. This is their livelihood. So once again, they'll have it on Wednesday evenings, 4 to 7, and then again on the afternoon part of the weekend on Saturday. That is coming up. Brian Kelce, politician boy, rep up in Nashville. He's outspoken about things, and his history has always been, I don't know, he's done some dumb stuff. But most politicians in Nashville have. And there's always been kind of a question mark about his credibility, let's say. Now this news story that was out 2 weeks ago, seems to be deepening. Investigations galore, not only in our nation's capital, but in the state. The federal authorities, the feds, are now poised to probe a series of potentially illegal the giving of money, donations, contributions involving Kelsey and five other state lawmakers. You mean corruption among politicians? How can it be?
Shocking.
This includes Glenn Quesada, who is the House Majority Leader, and four PACs, these committees that collect money for people, usually or sometimes illegally, and not and just not done by the book. In order to disguise the transfer of prohibited state money into his federal race, it appears that Kelsey concocted a scheme that is illegal to pass the money through a dark money daisy chain and straw donor reimbursement scheme. That's called, in some fashion, money laundering. So this is from an attorney in D.C. who works for the Federal Election Commission.
Right.
So Kelsey and his boys screwed up, allegedly.
Yes.
Let's not condemn him yet. But this was enough to begin a deeper look into the activity. In addition to these donations from lawmakers and others, the complaint also highlights a money trail from Kelsey's state campaign through state and federal action committees to a federal advocacy organization that purchased radio ads supporting Kelsey's campaign for Congress. And then this goes on for three more pages. So somebody has dug deep. This comes from the Tennessean in Nashville.
This is by that same pair of investigative journalists that we had one on earlier last year.
That's right. What were they on for? There was some different scandal.
State-level corruption.
Yeah, well, that's a shock to us all. And that story went nowhere.
Right.
Nobody got in trouble. Nobody got fined. Nobody got put in timeout or grounded. Nothing happened. And they were caught red-handed, and nobody seemed to care.
Because everyone's more concerned about Idol and The Voice.
Well, it's just the apathy over politicians, because they all, whether it's fair or not, carry a stigma of being cheating, corrupt pieces of poop that have their own self-interest at heart and not yours. And I don't know how many times you got to go over this, but here we go again with somebody who is... who plays the game, puts the face on of what a great guy he is, how much he cares about Germantown, or I guess Memphis, I have no idea. But there's pages and pages here of what he and some of his buds have pulled off in Nashville. So, I mean, I don't wish bad things on these people, but this never ends. On the federal level, now the state level. They're just doing sketchy stuff to get money, and it's money laundering, and it's not legal, and you're not going to always get away with it. Although some have, and some do, and will for, years and years in the future. At least this one's being called out. We'll see how they handle this. And if they keep digging, if they found Kelsey, that was first, and they have five more, how many more are there that are doing the same thing? And how far will they take it? Because the last problem was ignored entirely.
Right.
Here is one that is another broken record, but nonetheless important and worth telling parents and children that are in schools in Shelby County about. A new research project, let's see here. The headline says, demerger of schools in Shelby County submitted inequities in public education. It's something every week, every month, about the mishandling, the misappropriation of money, the firing of people, the testing process, the firing process. If someone's grades aren't up in their class, they fire the teacher. It's a mess from top to bottom. So along with the investigation into Tresvant and every high school in town for cheating on test scores, for lying, and whatever other bad things we can think of, now comes this. The 2014 exodus of six suburban towns from the new county school system is one of the nation's most egregious examples of public education splintering into a system of haves and have-nots over race and class. The Shelby County cities among 47 that have seceded from large school districts nationally since 2000. There are 9 more. One is near Chattanooga. And that is just the beginning of the story. Shelby County is among the worst examples nationally. After they pulled out in 2014, the county schools had to slash their budget, close schools under declining enrollment, and lay off hundreds of teachers. Meanwhile, the 6 suburban towns of Arlington, Bartlett, Collierville, Germantown, Lakeland, and Millington have faced challenges with funding and the buildings as they work to build their systems from the ground up. So this report goes on to say that this state is among the most permissive of the 30 states that allow some small towns to secede from larger school districts. And this, and then it goes on and on and on. The Shelby County pullout is known in this town as the demerger. So there are problems here, and they don't even, I guess, know where to start. What's the quote here by Terry Rowland? He supported the pullout, said the secession wasn't about race, okay, but about having control locally and creating better opportunities for students in their communities. There are problems in the inner city and big city that we don't have in the outlying areas that were just mentioned in terms of poverty and crime. So here we go again with the suggestions of segregation, intended or not, and problems based upon how the lines are drawn and things like that. So this is one more bad story for the school system, and it's one of the worst cases of how this was handled in the entire U.S. of A. So there's more comfort for those of you that have kids in schools. And you wonder why everybody is moving out of the middle part of the city, the inner city, and Midtown, and so on. Unless they're you know, kids are grown, they are concerned about where they're going to be in school and what's going to happen once they're there.
Yep,
it's a mess. So they fire teachers, they hire them back, they have no assistants. It's just handled willy-nilly and improperly, and it is mangled and broken. You know, one of the I will never forget, and it's been years now. How long ago was Katrina? That was August of
2015,
because I had just come on the air here with Zeke. Anyway, I guess it was 2016.
What, Katrina?
No,
2005.
No, 05 or 06. That was 10, 12 years ago, yeah. On Sunday, we had Bill Gibbons here. He was then the Shelby County DA. And Bill is a guest here still and a good friend of our program. And we were talking either on or off the air. And Katrina and New Orleans, of course, had a horrible time. And in some cases, they are still. But they had one of the most messed up school systems in America. It was worse than the one here. But Katrina, in its devastation and destruction, wiped a number of those schools, the physical, you know, off the map, flattened, leveled, and wiped out a great number of schools. So they had to start all over again. And that thought comes to my mind when I watch the Shelby County school system. Is the only way to, you know, fix this thing is to start from scratch. Fire everybody.
Blow it up and begin again.
Just blow it up and start over again. That likely won't happen, but that theory could also be applied to Washington, D.C. and federal politics and state politics. Just fire everybody, have a clean slate, and then do it right this time. But, of course, that's not going to ever happen. So, this school system here, I don't know how they're going to ever come to any you know, time or place where this thing runs smoothly, without corruption, without something being wrong without cheating and lying and folks getting screwed over and teachers having their lives. This must be endless torment for 40 grand a year. Why do you do it? Because you care. That's why. Right. Until you get in the middle of this and you watch it and you go, screw it.
Which demonstrates, though, from the point of view of these other suburb towns, why they want to pull out and do their own thing.
Yeah, oh, but sure. Of course it right. is. And it is the unspoken thing. I don't want my kids going to school in the city with all them black kids. It's the exact truth. And you know it is. And so they move out as far as they can. But see, here's the kicker. There are black people and white people everywhere. We even have Hispanic people and Asian people. So the mass exodus to the east and to outer lying parts of this town to get your kids in good schools, well, a nice idea perhaps in theory, but people ran from this city to avoid having to put their kids in these county schools because it's a lot of different races and problems that accompany that, and that's never going to end either. Let's just be frank about it. It is what it is, and it comes up constantly. We become accustomed to hearing about it, and therefore we are numbed to it when it comes up every week in politics, in schools, in something. So there you go. That's the fun news of the day. So there are other things, too, to get to. The NBA draft is tonight. The Grizzlies do not have a pick. They are today probably on the phone making phone calls and trying to get somebody to trade for something, or maybe they will stand pat. But they've certainly been reviewing the past 10 or so drafts in the paper ad nauseum. Thank God that's over. And so maybe they will make a move. Maybe they won't. But tonight it's on ESPN, and we'll go on for hours and hours and hours. So there you go. That'll be on tonight. I guess tonight they'll be releasing some kind of new health care bill, but we have major problems there because they won't show anybody what they have come up with.
I know.
It's turned into a comedy of errors up there. It's a joke. The GOP has done this behind closed doors, and they won't show the Democrats or anybody else with what they've done. So how do you expect this to ever pass? It's really, really kind of it's just almost laughable, but it really ain't funny. So what are you going to do? Coming up, the Ask Lawyer Bill questions, always fun for everybody. Tickets for Matchbox 20, tickets for the Foo Fighters today, too. So when you hear them played, be our caller number 9, and you win those. Hey, good night's sleep. I didn't get one last night. Uh-huh. I don't know why. I just was wound up. Couldn't turn my mind off. But I bet today that I will because of my fantastically wonderful Sleep Number bed. There are 3 stores in town. They have their own stores. These things are not in any bed store except their own stores. My number's 100, as is my partner's. She's my wife. And they have now, as they keep adding new things to their catalog of great things for your night's sleep, pillows and bed toppings, all this stuff. Now they have the Sleep Number 360 smart beds that you can choose your ideal firmness and support. And then the bed will sense your every move at night and suggest what number you might be using for a better night's sleep. Pretty smart. Also, they have a thing now that warms your feet. If you have no socks, this will take care of your feet. So these two things, an improvement on the already great bed by Sleep Number, available at their stores. You can find these beds right now. Find the one that can come from Sleep Number. That's the only place you'll find it. Come in during the lowest prices of the season sale. You can save up to, $500 and more on their most popular 2016 beds. Wolf Chase, Saddle Creek, and in South Haven, the Sleep Number beds. We'll do a break, check some emails, and check, the sports, what there is of it. Matchbox 20 tickets, Foo Fighters tickets, and lawyer bill questions, mail@drakeinthemorning.com for all of that.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.